Sarah now departed from us.
Sich bietet, wir bleiben am Ball, wo Konkurrenzkampf wütet, wir bleiben am Ball, mit Coca-Cola und mit Fanta liegen wir in jedem Fall, immer richtiger, wir bleiben am Ball.
Sonst sich die anderen raufen, wir bleiben am Ball, ein jeder will verkaufen, wir bleiben am Ball.
Mit Coca-Cola und mit Fanta sind wir heute überall, klar im Vorsprung, ja, wir bleiben am Ball.
Doch nur, wenn wir täglich neu uns regen, sehen wir den anderen
Chance sich bietet, wir bleiben am Ball, wo Konkurrenzkampf wütet, wir bleiben am Ball. Coca-Cola und mit Fanta sind wir heute überall. Da im Vorsprung, ja, wir bleiben am Ball.
Soll sich die anderen laufen, wir bleiben am Ball. Ein jeder will verkaufen, wir bleiben am Ball. Mit Coca-Cola und mit Fanta sind wir heute überall. Ja, wir bleiben am Ball.
Doch nur, wenn wir täglich neu uns rühren, wird der Erfolg uns weiterführen.
Wo eine Chance sich bietet, wir bleiben am Ball. Wo Konkurrenzkampf wütet, wir bleiben am Ball. Mit Coca-Cola und mit Fanta sind wir heute überall.
A bit less every day, feels entropic as the heat decreases. I pick out the urchin spines. You get back on your many crosses. I think that April's cruel, but there's something destructive in the air. After summer we can count the losses. It's bittersweet without the sweet. Honey from the rock without the honey was never absolutely clean. Never really loves young dream. A pair of fairly fucked up bunnies. I could come to you tonight. Hold your hands and feel the world unravel. So tired of everything we know. See how the cliches flock like crows. Pretty soon we're back to flint and gravel. Back to wrangling in the bar.
breaking through some existential drivel. It was grudgingly sublime, or possibly a waste of time. We sit back and watch the roses shrivel. It's bittersweet without the sweet. Honey from the rock without the honey. An unedifying scene, ridiculous and mean. Seems the pessimists were on the money. Tonight, I will not say that we have learned some lessons. Was just a bloody mess that I will not attempt to dignify. Consistent with our first impressions, just bittersweet without the sweet. Bittersweet without the sweet. Bittersweet without the sweet. A bit less every day, feels entropic as the heat decreases. I pick out the urchin spines. You get back on your many crosses. I think that April's cruel, but there's something destructive in the air. After summer we can count the losses. It's bittersweet without the sweet. Honey from the rock without the honey. Was never absolutely clean. Never really loved young dream. A pair of fairly fucked up bunnies. I could come to you tonight. Hold your hands and feel the world unravel. So tired of everything we know. See how the cliches flock like crows. Pretty soon we're back to flint and gravel. Back to wrangling in the bar. Raking through some existential drivel. It was grudgingly sublime, or possibly a waste of time. We sit back and watch the roses shrivel. It's bittersweet without the sweet. Honey from the rock without the honey. An unedifying scene, ridiculous and mean. Seems the pessimists were on the money. Thank you. tonight. I will not say that we have learned some lessons. Was just a bloody mess that I will not attempt to dignify. Consistent with our first impressions, just bittersweet without the sweet. Bittersweet without the sweet. Just bittersweet without the sweet.
Radio Valencia, the radio station most preferred by Sean Hayes.
We call the snake people to water the moon. Why count the day when you can count the light on a stone, the weight of a stone, the light on a stone.
In the bleak December, and each separate dying ember brought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my book surcease of sorrow for the lost Lenore.
For the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore.
Deep into that darkness peering, stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before.
the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only words there spoken was the whispered word Lenore.
This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word Lenore.
Merely this and nothing more.
Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flip and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, perched upon my chamber door.
Perched upon a bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door.
Perched and sat and nothing more.
Then this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore.
Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly, grim and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on this night's Plutonian shore.
Quoth the raven, nevermore.
Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer, sung by seraphim whose footfalls tingled on the trumpet floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God has left me, by these angels he has sent me. Leave my loneliness unbroken, with the bust above my door.
Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Jesus in my life.
eclectic dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod. Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Man, what's the matter with that cat there?
Must be full of reefer.
What, a reefer?
Yeah, man.
You mean that cat's high?
Sailing. Lightly.
Get away from here.
Man, is that the reefer, man?
That's the reefer, man.
I believe he's lost his mind.
I think he lost his mind.
Ooh.
Caveman, have
which it was my birthday. Beautiful long blonde hair, all on upper lip, mustache. Be back, caveman, see dinosaur, caveman, see Patty Page. Ooh, 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 what's that in jungle? A beast? Yo, it's a bird. No, a hound. No, 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 it's my cave woman.
I want to bring out our friend.
All right, let's
okay?
bring him out.
Let's okay. bring out Joey Marlowe.
Okay, let's welcome Joey Marlowe, everybody.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to be on the Frank Massey and Tilly show. And we're going to get nostalgic and reminisce and take a little walk down Broadway. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh. Oh, what a gal, there's none so classy like that fair lassie. Oh, oh, goodness me, what a chassis. We went riding, but she didn't balk. Home from Yonkers, I'm the one who had a walk. If you knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, oh, what a gal. Oh. Hey, Frank.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Frank, if you want to lose weight, that's what you got to do.
Oh, nice.
That's how you stay. That's the way you stay slender, Tilly. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
occasionally have a bit too much to drink? Well, you should listen to the Maldoror and Dr. Junk show. We'll get you home from the bar safely. Here's an actual recording of us dropping off a longtime listener at his very doorstep. Let's listen, shall we?
This is letting itself into his home. And you're in.
Thank you.
Be careful. Sleep on your side. You all right?
No. Just shut the door. It'll be fine.
All right.
The Maldoror and Dr. Junk Show, making sure you make it home safe, more or less, since 2010. The Maldoror and Dr. Junk Show is Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. on Radio Valencia FM and 87.9 FM. Dr. Junk and Maldoror are not actually responsible enough to make sure you get home. No civilians were harmed in the making of this promo. The Maldoror and Dr. Junk Show. Just shut the door. It'll be fine.
Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
I'm writing a letter to Mother to tell not to worry over me. I'm writing a letter to Mother to tell her I'm okay, you see. Camp Page, Korea, Sunday, October the 5th, 1975. Dear Mom, well, I guess I'll tell you all the death story of my ugly birthmark. When and how I got my birthmark off. Well, it all started when the swimming pool here was open. Every time I went down there to get a good tan, everybody would look at my birthmark. So for a while, I let it go. It really didn't bother me that much. But I kept looking at it in the mirror, and I just got so fed up with it. So one day, while I was working out, I talked to a friend of mine who happened to be an army doctor. And so I asked him about cutting off something like a birthmark on your body. And he replied that the army wouldn't do nothing like that. And that it was against army policy to ever cut something like that off your body. Well, I had told myself that there's no way of doing it. And I had to live with it. And I convinced myself to just live with my birthmark. I said God put it on there and so it'll stay there. Well, I went for about a week and everybody asked me, what's that on your back? until I got so tired of it. So I talked to a one Sergeant Joe, who told me he knows someone in Hangchang that would cut it off. Sergeant Joe is one of our Korean MPs that live here on post. And you know what? He sure can speak good English. So the next day, me and him went to the hospital. It didn't look like a hospital. And he and I talked to the doctor there. You know what? The doc knew real good English, too. He went to school in the U.S., so he knew of what I wanted. Well, he just talked to me for a while and just asked me a few questions and told me to come back the next morning at 10. The next night, I was so scared that I wasn't going to do it. But the next morning, I got up, got dressed, went ate breakfast, and boy, was I scared. I just thought that if someone found out I did it, boy, would I be in trouble. But I kept right on thinking about surprising you all when I come home and didn't have no birthmark. And I even surprised me. It was my one dream to have it off. So I went to the doc at about 10 o'clock, and he was there. We went in his office, and he talked to me a little more and looked at my birthmark a little more. Then we went into the next room, where three fine, good-looking nurses gave me a physical before going into the operating room. Then I told the doc, Doc Jams, that I wanted to be fully asleep before ever seeing a butcher knife. But seems he had other plans of his own in his mind. The nurses gave me a shot. Boy, that just about killed me. And I thought that it was to put me to sleep. So I was expecting to fall asleep. But then all of a sudden the doctor said, let's go in here. So I got up, and all I had on was my jeans. They didn't even wheel me in the operating room. And guess what? It reminded me of when I worked at Colburn's meat shop. Really, there was just a long table in the center of the room. And another doctor, with this rag around his mouth, I was a-fixin' to turn and run around. But I walked to the table, and he told me to lay on my left side, so I did. First, about seven good-looking nurses came into the room. I didn't even care to look at them. All I was worrying about was that stupid guy laying on a table, meaning me. Well, the doctor put a red tracer on my back. He said he had to draw a diagram of how my skin ran. So when he sews me up, he wouldn't go as crooked as a snake. Then after he got finished playing around with the skin on my back, he said, this is going to hurt a little. I looked around, and boy, what a needle. It had to be at least 9 inches long. He stuck it right in the middle of my birthmark. See, all this time I thought I was supposed to go to sleep. But not a thing like that happened. I even tried to help myself to go to sleep, and that didn't even work. The doctor said it was to deaden the area of my birthmark, but I still felt him touch my back. Then all of a sudden I felt something running down my back, so I figured it was blood from him cutting my birthmark. Well, he pulled and he tugged, and finally something happened. The shot that he